847 100.7 WHUD morning. Mike and Casey with a special guest.
Yeah, what's it like to call Stephen Wright thinking you're waking him up in California?
Hello?
Stephen Wright, this is Mike and Casey in New York.
How are you?
I'm terrific. How are you? Happy New Year.
I'm good, too. Thank you, and Happy New Year to you. How long does that go? How long do, when is the cutoff for saying Happy New Year?
I think it's tomorrow. I hope it's tomorrow.
No, I wasn't. I thought that was still appropriate, but then I just was wondering. They should do a survey with this.
Well, the first time you see somebody in the new year, even if it's March, it's still Happy New Year because you haven't seen them yet.
Yes, but what about if it was August, though?
And you've seen them every day at work.
No, you, and you never said it? Yeah. By the way, Happy New Year.
What are you doing up so early? Are you an early riser usually?
Well, I think you're asking me that because of my area code.
Yes.
I live in Massachusetts.
Oh,
but you have a California area code.
Yes. I wonder why that is.
You don't know?
Because no, I used to live. It's for one of two reasons. I used to live in California, or it's for security reasons. I'm kidding.
Okay.
I used to live in California, and now I don't.
Yeah. Do you like it better on the East Coast?
Well, I'm from the East.
Right.
Are you guys from the East?
Yeah.
Casey, you're not Casey Anthony, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm Casey Morabito-Grion. I have a lot of names. So, yeah, I do. Many names.
Why do you have so many names?
It really just goes on and on. I don't know. I don't know. But everybody just calls me Casey. What do you like to be called?
Ted.
Well, Ted.
Happy New Year.
You're going to be traveling from Massachusetts to New York on the 24th of this month to play in Kingston.
Yeah, I like playing there. I like the crowds. I like the theater.
You've never been there before.
Yes, I have.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just kidding us.
No, many times.
Let me ask you this. How would you like the audience to behave? What kind of an audience is best for you when you're performing?
An audience that has a certain amount of energy. The audience is like a one person. Like, they have their own personality, and you can tell what it's going to be like in 1 minute. You know what their personality is. So it's an audience with a lot of energy is better. You're reacting to them. It's like surfing. You're surfing off of them, even though I don't surf, so I shouldn't be allowed to say that analogy. But you're like working off the audience.
We want, when we send people to see you, we want to get energized people. We'll do that. We'll take care of that.
You will do. What are you going to do? Hand out, like, Pepsis in the lobby? Or what are you going to do?
No, we're going to give away some tickets right now.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
I have seen you in person.
Have we talked before?
We've talked before, and I met you when you performed at Ridgefield Playhouse, and I met you after the show, and I gave you a copy of my book, Don't Pay the Ransom, I've Escaped. Yeah, that was the reaction you had that night, too.
It's a hilarious title.
Well, thank
That's
you.
That's hilarious. Is it a novel? I don't think I actually read it. I have to be truthful.
Well, no, I wouldn't expect you to. No, it's more like a pamphlet, really.
Pamphlet, but is it one long story? Or is it
no, it's a bunch of stories about my life on the radio. So.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic.
Well, listen, the story is about you right now. So, Stephen Wright, tell everybody why they should want these tickets right now to go see you at UPAC in Kingston.
Just for the Buddhism of it. Like, just because right now you could get tickets. So to live in the moment, since you're offering tickets, they could respond. But if they don't, that's fine. Who am I to say? In fact, don't give the tickets away. That's what I think. I'm on the phone with Casey Anthony, and I've decided to not give tickets to the show.
Happy New Year!
Ted? Oh my God, this is derailed.
Yeah.
I don't know. They should go because I am I'm like a live distraction. Like, people don't know why we're alive. Nobody knows if there's a God or why we're here. So you have to, do stuff. You watch football games. Are you going to the theater when I'm there, and I'll distract you for 80 minutes? And that's what I am. I'm a live distraction.
A live distraction, and he wants to surf on you. Caller 7, caller 8, if you have great energy, we're sending you to see Stephen Wright at UPAC January 24th in Kingston.
Even though he advised us not to do the ticket giveaway.
Oh, that was so much fun.
Well, he makes us cry. I hope everybody else, they must have the same reaction to him that we have. I mean, he just cracks us up.
He does.
He's just so funny.
He's very generous.
Yeah, he's really a funny guy. Stephen Wright, this is for Friday, 2 weeks from tomorrow. 2 weeks from tomorrow, the 24th at UPAC in Kingston. And we're going to give two pairs of tickets away. So we have two winners, callers 7 and 8. You're the lucky ones at 1-877-274-9483.